This is JIS News. Coming up, Prime Minister outlines plans to tackle drought. Finance Minister confident Jamaica will pass 9th IMF review and persons urged to treat drinking water before consumption. Details after this message.
The Accountant General's Department is advising all Jamaican government pensioners that as of October 2014, life certificates, checks, and pay advice will be mailed to pensioners in new pressure-sealed envelopes. Simply remove the perforated edges of the envelopes to access the information. With the new format, pensioners can expect to receive their life certificates, checks, and pay advice sooner each month. The information for each document remains the same. The Accountant General's Department, touching the life of every Jamaican.
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller says the government continues to pursue several projects in order to curtail the effects of the prolonged drought. Mrs. Simpson Miller notes that among the long to short term measures being implemented by the National Water Commission, NWC, is a $1 billion recharge project for continuous extraction of water from the South St. Catherine Limestone source. She says the project is scheduled to be completed by the end of this year.
We are investing $1.6 billion Jamaican dollars to expand the Martha Bray Water Treatment Plant to increase water supply to the parishes of Trelawney, St. James, and Westmoreland. There, in a $3 billion Jamaican dollar investment underway for segment two of the Rio Cobra pipeline to benefit most areas in St. Catherine and the Kingston metropolitan area.
Mrs. Simpson Miller also highlighted the Lucy Transmission Pipeline project, which is increasing water supply to communities in Hanover and Westmoreland, involving an investment of $1 billion Jamaican dollars. Additionally, she says the NWC and the Water Resources Authority will be exploring the feasibility of distributing water from Trelawney and St. Anne to areas of need in the southern and eastern sections of the island. Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips has expressed confidence that Jamaica will pass the 9th review under the International Monetary Fund's Extended Fund Facility Program. The next scheduled review will examine the April to June quarter. Dr. Phillips says his initial analysis of Jamaica's performance to date suggests that the country is on track to meet all its targets.
And I think I can say, having looked at the preliminary outturns for the 9th review, that we will also complete successfully the 9th review when that is due for completion.
Dr. Phillips also notes that the country has achieved several macroeconomic targets which reflect an improvement in the country's overall economic outlook. These include a reduced balance of payment deficit, strong international reserves, and a rate of inflation which is the lowest the country has seen in almost 50 years. Dr. Phillips was speaking at a private sector organization of Jamaica PSOJ annual economic forum at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel on Tuesday. The Ministry of Health is urging Jamaicans to treat their water before consumption. Director of Health Promotion and Protection, Dr. Sonia Copeland, says this is necessary in light of the present drought conditions and the increase in the storage of water. She says water should be treated before drinking or making beverages, washing fruits and vegetables, making ice, preparing food, and washing dishes and utensils. Water can be treated through boiling or adding bleach. Water should be allowed to boil for at least 5 minutes and should be covered and allowed to cool before using. In terms of adding bleach, Dr. Copeland says the amount depends on the quantity of water. For 1 liter or 1 quart of water, 2 drops of bleach should be added. For 20 liters or 5 gallons, half of a teaspoon of bleach is recommended, and for 170 liters or 45 gallons, 4.5 teaspoons of bleach should be added to the water. The water should be allowed to sit for at least 30 minutes before consuming. And the Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, is urging the media to play a greater role in efforts to assist persons with special needs during national emergencies. Manager of the Population and Health Unit at the PIOJ, Tony Shea Freckleton, says the media has a key role to play in ensuring that the wider public is sensitized about the specialized needs of vulnerable groups during emergencies. She adds that 31% of the population is classified as belonging to highly vulnerable groups. These include persons with disabilities, the very ill, pregnant women, and children.
The emphasis is to encourage communication through visual displays on television broadcasts and television monitors or on paper.
Mrs. Freckleton was speaking at a JIS think tank session on Wednesday. The focus on vulnerable groups comes as part of the observance of World Population Day on Saturday, July 11. The theme for World Population Day 2015 is Vulnerable Population in Emergencies. That was the JIS News. I'm Arroyo Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.